Katie, written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Madeline Leslie. I'm Katie Carr. I'm the eldest. When I was very small, I was given a red car for my Christmas present. Not a little push-along car, a proper car I could climb into and pedal. I pedalled up and down the garden and all over the park and along the road to the shops with my mum. I'd shout out all the time I was pedalling, "I'm Katie Carr! I'm Katie Carr!" My mum knew I'd love that car. She understood that I wasn't a girly girl. She didn't give me dollies or dress me in pink. I had red dungarees and a red duffel coat and red welly boots. I've got photos in my memory box of me in all these little scarlet outfits. The photo I like best is one of me in my car with Mum running along beside me. We're down at the park swings. She's wearing a t-shirt and jeans and her feet are bare. Her hair's in a ponytail and she looks like my big sister, not a proper mum. Clover's in the photo too. She's my younger sister. She wasn't much more than a baby then, and she slumped in one of those tiny swings, her fat little legs drooping. She looked a right little pudding, with rosy cheeks and amazing curly blonde hair. Well, she hasn't changed much. Dad's not in the photo. He must have been the one with the camera. I remember that day so vividly. Mum and me were having a race. I think she let me win. Then she sat me on one of the big swings and gave me a push, and I remember putting my head back and feeling wonderfully dizzy, as if I were really flying. I laughed and laughed as Mum pushed me higher and higher. Then we all went to the van to get ice creams. I got my whippy all down my front, but Mum just laughed and called me a mucky pup. Clover says she remembers that day too, but she doesn't really. She sometimes makes up all sorts of stories about the things Mum did, the things Mum said. But they're not real and true. Clover tells all sorts of fibs when she feels like it. Dad doesn't get Clover the way I do. He thinks she's this sweet, gentle little girl. She just has to bat her big blue eyes at him and he melts. The teachers at school are like that too. She hardly ever gets into trouble, though she's actually almost as naughty as me.